Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
According to Aviva Ireland, the number of people suddenly withdrawing their claims against individuals and companies just before their court hearing has jumped by 20%. Some of this is down to the guards or insurance companies alerting police about suspected fraudulent claims. But will this mean premiums should start falling? Brian O'Connor is Chief Claims Officer with Aviva Insurance Ireland, which represents 13% of the entire market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Joe.
Brian, could you give us examples of the types of claims that we're talking about here?
I could, Joe, and I will. I would like to say, if I can at the beginning, it's really unfortunate that I have to be here talking about fraudulent claims, because that's not what Aviva is here to do. We serve our customers and thousands of them by paying claims as quickly and as fairly as possible. But part of that fairness is and protecting our customers is to investigate fraud. And we see many examples. We see people who fabricate incidents that never happened at all, or we see people who significantly exaggerate them. I probably call out the biggest incident that was in our press release, where an employee suffered an incident at their place of employment, but not the injury that they claimed for. And for 11 years pursued a case right through all the courts, despite the fact that we regularly shared the information that we had that said that the injury was could not be related to the incident that happened. And 2 days before the court hearing that had been postponed for 11 years, they came to us and said, would you give us a settlement? We said, no, we're still confident in our position. They obviously weren't confident in theirs and withdrew.
And so they would have to pay all their legal fees, which could really amount to a lot of money.
They could. It depends on the arrangement that they have with their solicitor. It's possible that the solicitor doesn't charge in that incident. But there's other people like doctors and other legal people who need to be paid. More importantly, from my policyholder's perspective, regardless of the fact that that's what you might call a win against a fraudster, we still incurred significant cost. And I think the bigger cost that isn't always talked about is the emotional cost to the policyholder, who for 11 years had this hanging over them, a small business, and perhaps they were going to have to go to court and testify. And if there was a significant settlement, it would obviously impact their premium.
Now, what's the obligation on solicitors if they suspect that their client is not telling the truth and that they may be committing fraud? What's the obligation on lawyers?
The obligation on solicitors is the same as the obligation on every other member of the population. The 2011 Criminal Justice Act has a provision in it that if you have a suspicion, and just a suspicion, that a fraud has taken place or a crime has taken place, then you should alert the guards. And as officers of the court, the solicitors have, in the first place, an obligation to their client, but also an overarching obligation to the criminal justice system. I have no reason to believe, Joe, that solicitors are not alerting the guards. We have no transparency one way or the other as to what's happening there.
But if you're listening, yeah, the Law Society, and you want to share details with us about how many solicitors have alerted the guards, please let us know. Now, this 20% reduction year on year, is this down to you guys notifying the guards, or is it down to the work of the Gardaí themselves?
It's probably a combination of everything. I think the landscape for a fraudster is getting much tougher, and people are much more aware of what's happening. We report probably in the region on average about 100 cases a year to the guards. And we, as you have said, are about 13% of the motor market. We're one of six major insurers, and obviously there's a whole legal profession. So there are a whole load of people who potentially are reporting. What the guards ultimately release as their numbers are the number of cases that they are investigating. And obviously, they need to reach a threshold for a criminal investigation, which is not necessarily the same as you would in a civil case. What I would say is that when they do investigate, they're rigorous, they're very professional. And what we have seen is a growing number of cases where people are not just convicted, but receive prison sentences. So if I was a fraudster, I wouldn't be concentrating on the number of cases that the guards report that they're investigating. I'd be saying, am I one of them? Because if I am, I could be going to jail.
And just so you know, I did get in touch with the Garda press office in relation to the special unit designed to tackle insurance fraud. I haven't heard back from the guards yet. I await that. Now, all of these claims have to start, don't they, at the Injuries Resolution Board. They can't go straight to a high court.
That's true. Every personal injuries claim goes through the Injuries Resolution Board. And the people in the board are very professional. They do a good job. There's a whole wider conversation, I suppose, that isn't for today, Joe, about how much the Injuries Resolution Board is being used. It's still, unfortunately, just less than 50% of cases are being accepted at the Injuries Board level, even though that's been increasing. I would hope that now that any kind of doubt that has been about the reforms that are being put in place by the government will mean that that will significantly increase over the next while. That will reduce overall costs, and that's a good thing for consumers. It's a good thing for society. But the important piece about the fraud element is that it would release resources to spend even more time finding frauds and bringing them through. And if they have to run to court, we run them. And as you will see from the figures we released, in the majority of cases, we win.
Now, I know this is not necessarily your area, but if these cases are ending and the costs are down, will that mean the premiums will go down?
Well, Joe, there's many a regulation that says I'm not allowed, even if I wanted to talk and speculate about premium. I mean, I suppose anyone who is, whether they're working in insurance or not, will know that if the overall cost that is being borne by the industry goes down, that's a positive thing. But and I think the insurance reform has shown over the years that historically premiums have reduced. So, as a consumer, I would certainly want that to happen, and, Joe.
Well, we all do. And as you say, insurance premiums have gone down for motor insurance. For public liability insurance, as you say, because not everybody's taking up the Injuries Resolution Board, the premiums aren't all going down as quickly. Brian, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. That's Brian O'Connor, Chief Claims Officer with Aviva Insurance Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.